From London, BBC Caribbean Report. In Haiti, the pressure on President Avril to step down is mounting amid opposition threats of mass demonstrations. The U.S. government says its goal for Guyana is the conduct of free and fair elections, and after a humiliating defeat on Saturday, boxer Lloyd Honegan is left to contemplate his future.
I don't know. I'm just resting and trying to get myself together, and then I'll make a decision in the next couple of months or so.
I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The capital city of Haiti, Port-au-Prince, is alive with rumors that military strongman General Prosper Avril is on the verge of stepping down as president. The rumors are circulating amidst mounting pressure, both at home and overseas, on President Avril to step aside and open up the way for free and fair elections. Journalist Michael Norton says while Haiti is always full of rumor and speculation, this time there is reason to give it some credence.
The rumors this time are coming from well-informed sources, that is to say, politicians and even diplomatic sources, who give one another and some journalists assurance that the countdown for Avril's departure has already started, that it is only a question of days. These rumors have been, in fact, given much credibility to by the movement for unity, which is building up in the country.
Michael, one of the major groups involved, of course, the civil society, a nine-member movement made up of a number of opposition parties. I believe they're putting forward an alternative proposal for leading the country into the elections.
On Sunday, they brought out a single alternative. A consensus has been met, they said. They called for Avril's resignation, and they made a suggestion that he be replaced by one of the Supreme Court justices, and that a state council be formed, composed of representatives of different organized sectors of civil society. They proposed that elections be held relatively rapidly, and that a new president, an elected, duly elected president, be elected and sworn in before February 1991.
And six popular organizations in Port-au-Prince held a press conference this morning.
Yes, and they've jumped onto the bandwagon. Six of them, the National Conference for Democratic Unity and various other small radical organizations, said that they rallied to this proposal, not so much because they liked it, but because they were for unity. And they said if Avril hadn't left by this Thursday, well, there would be a popular uprising to show him how much he is detested by the people.
Michael Norton in Haiti. And President Avril has been warned in a confidential letter that unless he ensures a smooth transition to democracy, Haiti could lose privileges such as those under the Generalized Systems of Preferences, the 807 program, and the CBI. The letter was sent to President Avril by Caribbean and Central American Action, an organization that promotes investment in the Caribbean. Mr. David Miller is a trustee of the CCAA.
We felt it was important to point out to him the risks of not moving toward free and open elections as quickly as possible. From an economic point of view, the risks are even greater, because the private sector thrives on stability and continuity. And if the political outlook is dangerous from a business point of view, then those who are there now will be far more reluctant to continue. And those who are thinking about coming to Haiti as a good business environment will not come.
Meanwhile, the process of people registering to vote in Haiti, which should have started 2 weeks ago, is yet to begin. Jerry Timmins is in Haiti, where he's been talking to some of the many peasant organizations. Here he reports from the northern village of Balambe.
Behind the crucifix in this church are the words, "Return to the good Lord to build a better society." The same rituals are practiced here as those which are familiar to Catholics the world over. But in a country which is one of the poorest in the world and getting poorer, the rituals and words take on an added significance. The Lord's Prayer and talk of redemption do not only give hope for life after death in a place where people live in fear. Haitians in this area have talked to me of spies sent by the government to report on meetings such as the one scheduled to take place after this church service. I've been told of arbitrary arrests, beatings, and corpses found on the street in the mornings. No one here believes the military government will allow free and fair elections in this country. They're organizing at this sort of grassroots level in order to bring pressure to bear on General Avril to go. Some women just outside Cap Haitien, near here, told me of the hardships they have to face in this area.
For nous-mêmes, peuple valier, nous relayons.